Yesterday we began learning the fourth Mishnah of the first Perek, and we saw that Yossi ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda speaks about how one's home should be a home of Torah. His second clause is, "V'heve mitabek ba'afar raglehem." We won't translate the word mitabek, because frankly there are different explanations of what it means that translate it very differently. The Rami Bar Tanura, Abba Vajmi Bar Tanura, translates mitabek as following. You should follow the dust of their feet, meaning you should go after them. In their dust, you should follow the Talmidei Chachamim around to constantly learn from them, observe from them, and learn from observing from them. Avot Rabbi Natan, though, in the sixth perek on this Mishnah, gives a different explanation. And what it says is that mit'abek ba'afar raglehem means that you should be sitting at the dust of their feet. And what this means is, be there ready to receive, in a sign of subjugation, with fear and trembling. A person should sit before Chachamim and learn the Torah as it was learned at Har Sinai, understanding that we're receiving Torah Hashem with the same kind of fear and trembling. The reference here is the Gemara in Brachot Av Chaf Perem Aleph, where in reference to the Pasuk in Devarim Perek Dalet that tells us to remember Har Sinai, right? V'odatem levanecha v'levnei vanecha yom asher amadet lefnei Hashem Elokecha b'chorev. The goal of remembering Har Sinai is identified in Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud as the asher yilmedun liyuraoti kol yamim. We should learn to fear God by learning His Torah and reconnecting it to Har Sinai. It is in this spirit that the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chaf Bet Amud Bet darshins the pasuk of et Hashem Elokecha tira. The Gemara there says that Shimon HaAmsuni was darshaning all the ets in the Torah to include something. The question he had was, what could this et be including that we should fear like God, et Hashem Elokecha tira? When he got to this pasuk, he backed away from all of his drushot until Rabbi Akiva came and said, et Hashem Elokecha tira l'rabo Talmidei Chachamim. We should relate to Talmidei Chachamim the same way we related to God at Har Sinai. We should have the same kind of fear, trembling of their words of Torah as a continuation of the words of Torah from Sinai. The problem with both of these interpretations is the exact meaning of the word mit'abek. It doesn't seem to mean going after or sitting on the ground. And that's why there's a third pshat suggested that literally translates the word mitabek as struggle. We remember from the pasuk in Bereshit Perek Lamed Bet by Yaakov, Vayivater Yaakov Levado, Vayeyavek Ishimo, Vayeyavek, or in modern Hebrew, Hitavkut, wrestling. Wrestle with the words of Torah. And what this teaches us is that even though we respect Torah, there's no conflict, no contradiction here, we should wrestle with it, because we respect it. We want to try and understand it. We know the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Amid Bet, Darshan's the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perikuf Chavzayin, Pasuk Hey, Ki Yedabru Et Oivim Bashar. People, when they learn Torah, Nasim Oivim Zelazeh, they naturally become enemies with each other as they struggle to learn the Torah. In fact, the Gemara in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel Amid Bet tells us that before the Bat Kol came out to settle the disputes between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, Shalosh Shanim Nechleku. They disagreed about their things for 3 years because they were so passionate about it. Maybe that's why the Bat Kol was given to them as a resolution. And this is how the Sri Deish, famous Gadol from pre-war, post-war Europe, explained the relationship between two of the things needed to be Kona Torah mentioned in the list in Avot Perek Vav, the 48 Darkei Kinyan HaTorah. On the one hand, we say Amunat Chachamim. On the other hand, we say Pilpul HaTalmidim. The Sri Deish explained, on the one hand, we have to believe that what the Chachamim teach us about Torah is correct. Without that, we won't work to pursue an understanding of it. But, says the Sri Deish, we shouldn't just accept it blindly. Pilpul HaTalmidim, we should struggle with it until we understand it in depth. This is mit'abek ba'afar raglehem. If we understand that what the Talmidei Chachamim are telling us is true, but we really want to understand it, we wrestle with it, we struggle with it until we truly understand it. All three of these explanations are important. We should follow our Chachamim to learn from them. Number two, we should sit there in fear and trembling to properly digest what we're being taught. And number three, we should struggle with it so we can fully appreciate it.